WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in West Baltimore having fun. This is exactly why I put the Maryland Crab Cake Tour together, was to get out to places that I may or may not have been. We're going to be at Fadley's next week, where I've been many times. It's going to be on Thursday morning, celebrating 50 years of the Maryland Lottery. And we're going to be celebrating 25 years of WNST on August 3rd over at Costas, as well as Drug City on the 4th. Lots of guests, lots of fun. I'm digging up old T-shirts and stuff. But along the way, I get to come back into the city. And this isn't my side of town at all. But, man, I got people over here. Like, so Ray Bachman, Chris Pica, all the West Side Mount St. Joe types. And I'm in a place where they serve a Godfather sub on Wednesdays. A place that they have UFC going on, Orioles games, Notre Dame, and a real neighborhood establishment. But more than that, it is the most famous block in Baltimore that's not the block, the other block. Rick Keogh is here. We're at Spirits West. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I got my floppy hat. I'm going to put it on and put it over my crazy hair here in a couple minutes before it's all over with. But you brought me out this crab cake, and I went so long. We did 45 minutes of rock and roll with Chad Weisling and Chris, and the crab cake's here. But this looks like a crab cake my mother would serve. This looks like an East Baltimore crab cake, pan fried. Let's talk about this, man.
Hey, it is what it is. You can see how it is. And, you know, everything here is homemade. Of course, everything is made with the best ingredients.
My mom made this coleslaw, too.
With the best ingredients on top, with a little bit of sprinkle with love. So, and that's what we do here.
How long you had this joint?
Me and my wife, we took over around 6 years ago. 6 years ago, we took over from the old owner's daughter who ran it, and it was a little bit too much for her and her kids. So Renee and I, we rolled the dice and put everything we had to into it, because it was my dream to always own a bar. She worked here.
But you're Lansdowne guy, right?
Baltimore Highlands, Lansdowne, Morrill Park. So, yeah, I grew up in kind of the southwest area of Baltimore, and so we kind of knew about this place, but we didn't know about this place, which was funny, because once you come in, it's like you look around and you know, you can go back. It goes three row homes. You're like, I didn't know it was like this.
It's a big establishment.
It's funny. It's funny because everybody says that. Like, I didn't know this was here. I was like, once you come in, you see what it's about. You taste the food. You're hooked.
Well, first thing I saw was the menu in the waffle ass style that has like basically everything. I got a half and half cream and crab, Maryland crab, delicious. Mm. I had a Greek salad. But you try to talk me into this Godfather thing, right? That's yes. A Wednesday thing. Now, I was here Thursday morning doing the show.
Yeah.
Amelia from 98 Rocks doing this. She stole my crab cake idea, but turned it into something interesting, which is Italian cold cuts all over town.
Yeah.
So, and she's a rock and roll queen, too. So this Italian cold cut you have, the crab cake came to me, honestly, because Pete Criscumis, who mm-hmm. is your cousin,
yep.
Pete worked for Johnny O, and Pete's a Facebook friend. And Pete and I did an event together at Loyola High School. They do a thing over there where the junior varsity basketball team plays the senior center. Mm-hmm. There's no fouling going on. You know, the only so much you can do with 75-year-old guys.
Yeah.
But they play basketball, and they do this every year at Christmas for charity up at Loyola. And I've been the MC a couple years, and Pete and I met years ago. And he's from your neck of the woods, yep. Hale Thorpe, Lansdowne, Baltimore Islands,
yep.
all that. So he was at Shannon's over in Hale Thorpe. And I said, I heard that place has a great crab cake. I wrote on his Facebook. He said, yeah, they do. I'll help you out. And he said, yeah, my cousin's got a place over in near Mount St. Joe, Wilkins. And I said, man, I'd love to do that. So we put this thing together about, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago. And
yeah.
I did not know Chad Weisling was going to be here and Chris Pike, and we'd be rock and rolling and talking NFL. But you're a softball guy, right?
Yeah, I am. I sponsor a lot of teams, but I've been playing about 20 something years now.
We also beer league sponsored. Fast pitch, what are you doing?
No, we do slow pitch. I've played with a bunch of friends, but we've won pretty much everything you can win. A couple years ago, we were the number one team in the country, and we were happy about that because it was mostly 95% of the guys come from Baltimore, so it was something that we've built. And I was happy to sponsor it. I was happy to play on it. And
where do you play that championship?
That was it was supposed to be in Las Vegas. Because of COVID, they had to move it to Arizona. But we went out there and we won the Triple Crown, which is there's a tournament here on the East Coast, which is in Maryland. You have to win that tournament, which we won. when you go to Vegas, which was Arizona this time, you have to play the West Coast champs, which they won a tournament in California. So you play those, East Coast, West Coast. So we won that one. And then you have to win the whole tournament, which is pretty tough to do since they are the best and most elite players. Every name you see on the bats, all these guys play on the teams. We had a couple guys with the names on the bats. Mike Dill, he had his name with Mike. And we won that. It was a triple crown. It was the first time ever.
Is that 20, 21?
I think it was 20.
Okay.
It was the first time ever that a team from Maryland has won the 40 over major plus the Triple Crown. It was the first time it was ever done. So we were pretty proud of that, and I was happy to sponsor that along with some other sponsors.
You played baseball as a kid, though.
Oh, yeah, in Baltimore Highlands. Yeah, I played a lot of baseball just growing up around Baltimore Highlands. We played Morrow Park. We played Carroll Park. We played all the tournaments and traveling around, so... kind of the guys that came from there, Donnie Mayette, who went to Cardinal Gibbons. He played softball, and then
Retired baseball players. Let's be honest,
yeah.
Right?
Well, he went to Triple A, and then he started softball.
Dude, I saw Eddie Fainer throw the ball at Stemmer's Run back when I was a boy. Across from Al Seafood.
Yeah.
1976, 77, 78, the red, white, and blue. I mean, that's a big deal in East Baltimore. East Baltimore, my neighborhood, I mean, everybody who was your age then, right?
Yeah.
Every grown-up I knew, any old guy I knew who thought of himself as an Uncle Rico, former athlete, they all played softball.
Yeah.
Beer league softball was a big, big thing.
Especially
where
bars.
I was from.
You know, back in the day, a lot of the bars, you know, they would sponsor. And you like
Dundalk has bars.
Yeah, Angewin was, you know, the biggest. You know, and they had, Christ, there must have been 20 teams, but... You know, they made their money off a sponsor in a league or something, but they all came back to the bar. It's a lot harder
Emerald
now.
Emerald Tavern was like that.
Yeah. It's a lot harder now to do that because, you know, a lot of leagues are 8, 9 o'clock at night. So you ain't getting done until 10. And then you have to get up and go to work the next day. And then
a bar.
Yeah. And a lot of the travel teams are, you know, you travel out of state. So it's kind of hard for those teams to come back and support your bar. But... I have a lot of great guys who we play wooden bat 40 and over, which is hilarious at the VFW. It's just a drinking league, but we all go out there and they all support our bar. And a lot of guys come back, but my son plays now, and a lot of his younger guys come back and support the bar. So it's
the under 40 group.
There's a couple guys over 40, but I'm not playing that anymore. I'm a little bit too old to be playing that. But it's a lot of sponsorship. It's a good time, but. It's hard. It's definitely hard to get them to come back now because of all the traveling you have to do. I mean, my son travels all over the country now like I did, so it's hard to get them in here. But you know what? It's fun to get your name out there, especially when they play down in Glen Burnie. So whenever they're done playing, you have a 2 to 3 hour bike, you come back, and they might have a couple beers, a couple of food.
Well, this is a good place to do that, right?
Yeah.
Well, Pete told me, he said, my cousin's got a great crab cake over at Spirits West. I'm like, great, let's do it. And then I started Googling it, and I told people I was coming, and like, hey, you got a great crab cake there. But you've been pimping me on this Godfather. What's this Godfather story?
So,
because I turned it down, foolish. It probably wasn't a great move before I was doing
yoga tonight. I don't want to break up your yoga.
Too many damn onions on there, you know, salami and stuff like that. I don't need to be having it at 7:30 tonight on the mat when it's 100 degrees. But... you tried to turn me on to it, and the good news is I had the salad, I had the wings, soup was delicious. Pica shows up, and he's kind of like Mikey from the old life. He'll eat anything, you know what I mean? here he is. Yeah, he just showed up. Yeah, you're like Mikey, right? You'll eat anything. So he's like, yeah, it's a special. I'll get it. I don't even know what it is. And that thing came out and looked like I was pissed at him for eating it.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, I wanted it, and I looked at it, and you had already given me, like, sort of the 10-cent version of the story, and it's a great story. This is going to be a good story for Amelia.
Well, you could have had it on salad, too. We serve it on both, and it's served with a side. It's $12.95 for the sub.
No, it's this Italian sub, but what's on it?
A whole bunch of specialty meats.
That you're not going to tell anybody?
No.
Is this like a Guy Fieri?
It's kind of one of them things where... So we have a lot.
Is it got gabagool on it? What's it got on it?
We have a lot of older gentlemen that come in and they come in because they don't want to lose touch with each other, so they come in every Tuesday. And one day they were talking, And I heard them all talking. They were talking about the Loop on Frederick Avenue back in the day. And, you know, the old guy's like, back in the day, this food was this. So I was like, so I
the
started.
The Loop.
The Loop.
I just want to say that three times because somebody in the audience is going to remember
yeah.
the Loop.
So it was up by Mount St. Joe. So I started listening. And I was like, yeah, I mean, who owned this? And they told me, they were like, you know, Salvatore Pasta, which is definitely a name I know because I went to school with all their his kids. And
but you didn't know the Loop?
No, I was a little too young for that.
So this happened in the 60s or 70s?
I believe like the 70s and the 80s.
70s and 80s,
so
okay.
It was way back.
All right.
So they started talking about it, and they were like, you know, this sub that he had was like amazing, and he only served it a couple days, and the line would be down the street. And I'm like, really? So about a month later, I seen him at his daughter's house at a party. Her husband is my son's godfather. So we were all together partying, and I asked him, I was like, would you ever consider letting me know, this recipe for this Italian cold cut? And he was like, absolutely. I don't really have anything to give it more. You know, he owned the Loop, and then he went to our place in Baltimore Highlands. So he wanted to share it with us, and I was like, I appreciate it. So he come down, and he showed my chef exactly
how long ago is this?
A little over a year ago.
All right, so this is a new item. You've owned the place 6 years, but you got by on crab cakes and club sandwich, all this French fries, wings, all
stuff
you do.
All our food is delicious, but, you know, Wednesdays was kind of a little slower, so we wanted something to bump it up a little bit. So, you know, he come down, and he showed my chef how to make it, and I was the first one to have it, and I was like, this is amazing. And, you know, I looked
That's
at him.
That's why
I
was people
like,
were telling you about it, right?
I was like, this is amazing.
People haven't eaten in 30 years and they remember.
Yeah, they still remember.
It's like Burke's onion rings for me.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, we got to have this. So we started a little over a year ago just serving it on Wednesdays, and it was something, you know, to build up the business a little bit. And it started off 20 to 30 subs because we started promoting a little bit, but then word started getting down, you know, we started selling 70 to 80. We were selling out, and because we only order so much. I don't want to, you know, these meats are imported meats. I don't want the meats to go bad in the fridge, and I want it to be fresh. So we order the meats, comes in Tuesdays, we pre-slice it. Wednesday comes, we put it on, and, you know, we got up to 70,
get here early.
80, and then I'm like, you know what?
I'm coming back on a Wednesday because I'm going to get that.
Yeah, and we open up for breakfast at 9 a.m., and our breakfast is amazing because my wife's parents cook it, and everything's homemade, cream chip beef, everything's homemade. And I take pride in that. I know they do the best breakfast. And we can start at 9 a.m. if you want to order that. He makes it 9 a.m. He'll start making The Godfather, and we've been doing it a little over a year and a half now.
I'm only going to come in here at 9 a.m. and eat an Italian cold cut if the Italian soccer team's playing or something. Rick Kehoe's here. We're at his place. We're at Spirits West. So where would you tell people we are? I say West Baltimore, but that doesn't describe the neighborhood. And you have this incredibly famous block here that's so famous that Bill Cole, I had Bill Cole on a show early Wednesday morning. He said to me, you're at Spirits West. He said, that's the longest block in America.
Continuous block in the country. It's the longest continuous block in America.
Do you know why? Just the way it was designed?
Just the way it was designed, I would imagine. So it's right across from St. Benedict's Catholic Church. That's my church. Me and my wife, all of our kids have been baptized there. I actually renewed my vows with my wife there. But it's just that block where you kind of know everybody on the block. You see them every day. When you come down the street, everybody waves and everybody.
And you're their cheers.
Yeah, I am their cheers. And we take pride in that. It's a family ran bar. We enjoy that everybody kind of knows everybody. So when you come in, if you're a stranger, everybody's going to give you that little look like, and hey, how you doing? Sit down. And
they gave me that, but I got hair like this.
Yeah. Within 5 minutes, you'll know somebody that they know. You can trust me on that. So everybody kind of knows everybody.
Well,
so
look, man, you got this crab cake in front of me, and you've dropped the cutlery here. I want to make sure that I eat the crab cake and have a good time. But, you know, the crab cake tour was, people ask me, like, Chad's like, hey, are you going to grade the crab? I mean, the crab cake, believe it or not, it's a big ruse. It's a big come on to be able to come out here and meet people like this and hear their stories. And this all was inspired, really. Bill Cole started all of this years ago when my wife got sick, and he said, you should be talking about these freaking baseball teams and football teams treat you like shit. You should go out and talk to other people. You should spend your time with people. And he's totally right. So and during COVID, And I'll say this from the heart, because it's really about one business. My friends at Amici's, is, you know, it's been friends and family of mine for 30 years. You know, the plague happens. We lived at the harbor for 19 years. Mask on, looking out the window on the 23rd floor and seeing a city boarded up.
Yeah.
Nothing's working. Nobody's out. Walk past the Hyatt, and they had weeds 4 feet high growing through the cracks. It was like a bomb. It was like something after like a war movie or a sci-fi movie, you know? And we walked through the city, and everybody wanted to support a place like yours, right? So it's like, support your favorite place. And I'm on the radio. There's no baseball, no football, whatever. And the Baltimore Positive thing had already started. I was going to run for mayor. That's a long story. I would have needed you.
Yeah.
But I was going to do that in 2020. If Sheila had won, I was going to run as an independent. Everybody knows that. Yeah. I had a 42-page platform. I had pictures taken with short hair. Mueller hated the fact that Mueller hated that I had this little soul patch. And then Brandon's got hair, and like I'm like, you know, people voted for Brandon. So, but during that period of time, Baltimore Positive became something that was designed to keep businesses alive. All I wanted to do was have people like you on. I mean, I had Patrick Russell on from Cooper's come down and support them. We had it was all restaurants because we were trying to keep them open. First responders, like all of that. And then talking to scientists about how we get out of this ish, and talking to musicians who are making music at home and are cooped up, just having guests on and having conversations. I said, when this thing ends, I want to go out and see people and be with people and do my radio row, my barn show with people, but I want to do it in restaurants and bars. I need an excuse. The excuse would be every place in the city has a crab cake, and every place in the city has a crab cake that they're proud of.
Yeah.
So what's this recipe? Is this your mother, your mother's mother? You got you're all related. You've got to be related to Bachman if you live over here, right?
Yeah, right. So that's all up on Calhoun.
You know Bachman.
Hey, that's all up on Calhoun Street.
You don't
down
touch
there,
him up there. All right. Yeah. You know him. You let him in.
Yeah.
All right. Is this homemade tartar?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Well, I hate tartar sauce, but I'm going to try it because I do. I try it.
It's definitely homemade coleslaw. You can guarantee that.
Well, I'm going to get after that first. All right. Give me the crab cake recipe. Where is it from? What is it going to taste like?
Well, our chef comes up with his recipe. He's been here for over 20 years.
Wow.
And it's never been complained about.
This is my mother's coleslaw.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what.
So I said it's all homemade.
I'm going to take this coleslaw home to my wife, and she's going to inhale it because this is her kind of coleslaw.
Yeah. Like, and it was kind of crazy because when COVID did hit, Renee and I literally just took over the bar kind of. And it was.
Hard times.
It was everything in. I mean, we had to cash everything in, and it was one of our dreams. She worked here, so she knew that side of the business as far as the books and all that. And I know the other side, I deliver alcohol for RNDC. So I knew that kind of the business. So
You've eaten a lot of crab cakes?
It's kind of the...
Is that what you're telling me?
What's that?
You've eaten a lot of crab cakes?
Yeah, I've eaten a lot of food. I can tell you that. You can see that.
This is delicious, man.
Good.
This is very much the way my mother made a crab cake.
Yeah, and that's how
and
we
if I wind up with celery seed in my teeth, I'll know it's legit, but I'm just checking.
That's how we kind of build everything around here, because it is one of those bars where it's a hidden treasure. If anybody's ever seen our crab soups, you know, we make sure you see the crab meat on top. Everything is homemade. Our breakfast is homemade. It's just everything is made with that little bit of specialty of love and just something that your grandma would make, and that's how we pride ourselves on it. And
well, when Amelia comes in here, text me. I want to come in when she comes in.
I've never met her. I don't think she's ever given out dates. Yeah, we've had Scott here from 98 Rock. He's come in and talked about our soups and all that. So we've had him in here, but I've never met her personally.
I hear she's a music savant. So
yeah,
that's what Mickey tells me.
I mean, I've heard. Yeah,
Mickey came and did the show with me up at Pappas up in Bel Air. We're going to be Pappas and Glen Burnie with Stuart Pittman, county executive, in a couple weeks. I'm setting that up right now. So that's the crab cake tour, man. We're moving to politicians. Softball players, NFL agents, washed up PR guys, right?
That's all right. He's from West Side.
You know what's amazing?
He gets a free pass.
Listen to me. Tell you what. These two guys, they had passes to go home. They like your joint so much, they ordered beer and stayed.
That's good, yeah. And they have the glasses we actually give away.
I offered to buy it.
You can actually take those glasses. You can take them glasses home with you, so we give them out. It was actually the glasses we had the day before St. Patty's Day. You know, I'm
Irish.
What's
your Notre Dame thing?
Oh, I'm Irish American. I mean, touchdown Jesus.
Oh, boy.
So we had We had the glasses made.
I've been doing radio too long.
Of course, the day before St. Patrick's Day, the mayor shut the whole city down, so we had a whole bunch of extra glasses, a couple cases of them. So we keep them here, and if anybody wants them, they can take them home with them. It's fine with us. It doesn't matter. We'll order more of them. But
business is good, though. Things are better.
It's definitely picking up. It's a lot of word of mouth. It's not something like we go out and promote everything, but it's a word of mouth. And Renee,
well, I heard about you. Amelia heard about you.
Yeah, that's
Chad heard about you. Chris heard about you.
It's a whole lot of word of mouth, which we're happy to have. I mean, if people are speaking good, that means we're doing something right.
Trying to lift the city because the city's hard. I mean, I drove down Fulton, and I don't think I've ever driven down Fulton in my life, and on purpose. Just kind of, I always like to meander. And my wife would go out with me in 2019 and 20 when she knew I was going to run for mayor. And I don't want to say she wasn't a fan of it. She was really neutral. She was like, it's your dream, and nobody thinks you can win, so I don't have to worry about you really being mayor unless you win. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but I'm going to win if I run because I don't, I don't lose, you know? Nope. Like, so I didn't run because I couldn't win, but if I could have run the win, I would have run. But we would go through really challenged areas just because we went everywhere. We were for Baltimore. I'm in a city today. I'm in a city 3 days. I'll be in a city Saturday. I'm in a city 3 days a week.
Yeah.
But I lived at the harbor for 20 years, so I couldn't look out my window and not see blue and red lights and see the city on fire.
It's a bad misconception of, especially around here, and honestly, it is starting to build itself back up because it did get to a low there for a while, but, you can see Under Armour building it up. You can see the stadiums around the stadium is building up. It's 5 minutes from here. Of course, we give the first responders half off on all their food. So every day the firefighters call in a big order. Every day, usually for breakfast, the police come in. My family's police. They all come in and they eat. And they always get half off on all their food. But because, that is who we are.
That's your policy.
As you can see, you got the blue line behind us on the wall. And that's who we support. They support us. We support them. So I know at the end of the day, if we can do anything right, that's the one thing we can do right is say, hey, listen, we support the police. They're policing the neighborhood. And I'm hoping in a couple years that this neighborhood is brought up.
By people like you.
By people like me.
By people like you.
Well, I did get a
that's a fact.
Across the street, Father Pascal. He did put a little bit on me.
So we sit here and bullshit about all this stuff for 3 hours, but then we get to the end and we're like, oh, yeah, let's make the place better. Yeah, that's really what this is about.
Father Pascal said to us, hey, listen, you guys are the breath of the neighborhood right now. I sure hope you guys don't go anywhere. I was like, hey, listen, don't put that pressure of Jesus on me right now. Like,
you got him on your arm.
Yeah, that's right. That's touchdown, Jesus. So, St. Benedict's right across the street. It's my church. It's a beautiful church. If anybody ever gets a chance to go in there and take a look around, it's beautiful. Father Pascal is huge in the neighborhood. He's definitely picked up the neighborhood a lot. So I'm hoping that I can do something, my wife can do something to inspire somebody to, buy a business in the neighborhood. I have my friend Tony. He just wrote his book. He came from, high lows, and he wrote his book, and he talks about the neighborhood, and he talks about building himself back up, and I'm hoping that a lot of people around here can be inspired by just
I want to have Tony on the show. That's what we should do.
Yeah. Next time we'll definitely have to have
absolutely.
Him. He'll definitely give you a
I want to have a godfather with him and Amelia.
I'll have to let you know, but hopefully stories like that can build people up, and I'm hoping that this neighborhood can definitely get brought back up because it is a beautiful neighborhood. The houses are beautiful. It's just, sometimes it just doesn't work out that way, but I'm hoping in a couple of years it will be built back up, and I'm hoping I'm still here, and I go outside and clean everything around. Just hope everybody has a good day. And at the end of the day, we're still here, and we help out anybody we can help out. And
I love your sign on the door because I pull my pants up.
Yeah,
so I love.
Well, listen, you got to have a little bit of respect to come in here. I want to respect, respect yourself, and we'll respect you. But it's ran with an iron fist around here. Security is hard with me around here because I like to come into a restaurant and have a little bit of respect. You know what I mean?
2601 Wilkins Avenue. The menu's great. The food's great. I'm keeping half the crab cake and 3/4 of the coleslaw for my wife because my wife's going to love it. That's her I love the two, but she's going to be like, oh, that's good. And I know what she likes. So
yeah.
Some carrots in there. Come on by. The Godfather's on Wednesday. And a shout out to Amelia. I just want everybody to know that I talked about her. because she's a music girl, you know. Yeah. And I did a whole hour here on music that we ran long. Appreciate you, Rick. Thanks for hanging out.
I appreciate you coming.
And for bringing food to me that's so delicious. Yeah. And your staff's been awesome. And it's been fun watching people wander in and out. Hope I had some winners here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland. Did you get one?
Yeah, I lost.
No, you didn't. You got a second chance.
Yeah, I got a second chance on the back. Yeah,
Maryland Lottery, we're giving these away. We're going to be at Fadley's downtown on Thursday morning. There's a whole schedule coming together. The mayor wants to do this. The governor wants to do it. Like, all this stuff's happening. By the end of the month, I'll have it all together. Be out all summer long. We're going to be doing our 25th anniversary on August 3rd. 25 years, dude. Ooh.
Wow.
So that's August 3rd. We'll be at Costas. August 4th, we're going to be at Drug City. And there's a whole bunch of other places we're going to be, including Pappas. Go find it. And Shannon's over in Halthorpe as well. Or is that Lansdowne or Halthorpe? What is that considered?
It's Baltimore Highlands. That's the old R place. Actually, that's what Mr. Sal Pasta used to own. That's the old R place.
But they don't have Shannon's. The Godfather.
No. No.
Only here, only on Wednesday.
Only we have.
Or Thursday morning if they have leftovers and you know somebody. All right, I'm signing off. My friends at Window Nation remind you, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 2 months, 0% financing. They didn't give me that deal last year. I bought my windows last August. I got a little too early. They had 5 years 0% financing. It's 2 years right now, 866-90-NATION. My cat is enjoying our windows that go up and down as opposed to last year where they sort of had a Barney Rubble crank from the Stone Ages. I am Nestor. We're signing off from Spirits West in West Baltimore, homeland of Mount St. Joe, even though Pica did not sing the Mount St. Joe fight song. I offered to sing the Dundalk High fight song. I'll still do that. It's fine. Chad Weasley, NFL agent, and the whole crew here for being so nice to us. Big appreciation. Back for more. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking crab cakes and Baltimore positive. Stay with us.